TUI family accuses The Blindside's Michael Orr of extortion, outing them on TMZ, social media. By Warner Todd Houston on December 4, 2023. The TUI family is now alleging in a court filing that former NFL player Michael Orr tried to extort them for $15 million with threats of stories on TMZ and attacks on social media over his claims that they stole money from him after the famed film The Blind Side was released. According to the filing, Orr told the two OIs that he would defame them on social media and or TMZ as fakes and thieves if they did not come up with the cash, TMZ reported. The filing is in response to Orr's lawsuit against them, which contends that they reaped the benefits of proceeds from the 2006 movie that they never passed on to him. Orr reportedly sent texts to the two OIs claiming he was robbed of $50 million plus, though he later said that if they paid him $10 million, he would drop his lawsuits. If something isn't resolved this Friday, he allegedly texted, I'm going to go ahead and tell the world how I was robbed by my supposed-to-be parents. That's the deadline, he wrote, adding, think how it will look when it comes out. When the family rejected the demands, Orr reportedly then upped his demands to $15 million after taxes. But the two OIs have steadfastly maintained that Orr received $138,309.90, just like every member of the family, and that was all there was from the film's proceeds. The family has said they have been devastated by Orr's accusations, but at least one of his claims rings very true. It is well known that the TUI family claimed they wanted to adopt Orr when he was a teen and came to them for a stable home. And as they worked to support him as he pursued a college football career, which turned into a brief pro football career, they often called him their son in public. However, the fact is, the family never adopted him and instead set up a legal conservatorship under which they retained control of his finances. And that legal situation continued into Orr's 30s and even after he left the NFL. Orr has said that the family lied to him about adopting him, and the legal papers prove, at least to that degree, that they never did adopt him as a legal son. However, the family also said that Tennessee law prevented his adoption because he was already past the adoption age of 16 when he came to them. They add that the conservatorship was the only way they could prove to the schools that Orr had a stable home to allow him to take advantage of scholarships and other academic offers. The two OIs have also seen some support. Orr's college coach, for instance, defended the TUI family for how they treated and cared for Orr during his college years. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.